This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that's never been on our show before. The name of the company is Cannabis Global, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol MCTC. And with us today is the chairman and CEO and president of the company, Armin Tabataba-E. I greatly appreciate you coming on the show. I'm a big fan, so welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Armin, if you would, before we get started, give my listeners just a little bit about statement of who you guys are and what you do, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Absolutely. So we are traded on the OTC market as MCTC, known as Cannabis Global, Inc. And we're a company that mostly hold around the IP portfolio, but we take in those IP portfolios and turn them into productization. And we're going towards a vertical integration sort of method, if you would, in expanding the company.
You know, when I look at your company, and it came on our radar about 2 or 3 months ago, you guys are a rare company because it seems to have real intellectual property as a cannabis company. The cannabis sector is notorious IP weak, meaning that most pot stocks are basically just commodity stocks. Can you tell us about some of the patents your team has in process, and especially the new formulation that you guys are working with right now?
Perfect. Well, thanks for noting our intellectual property. It's something we're very proud to present to our investors. So you're right, at the root of our company is our intellectual property. The overall strategy has been to develop the intellectual property first and then move toward building products around that intellectual property. And finally, to engage in some vertical integration, which we recently announced. First, relative to the intellectual property itself, we have now filed 6 provisional patents. All of these have a lot of technical details that we're happy to discuss later, but are probably beyond the scope of this interview. But simply put, the intellectual property centers on better ways to integrate cannabinoids into foods and beverages. We have created a set of technologies that are very pure relative to product labeling. What I mean with that is this purity, we think, is becoming increasingly important to the marketplace, where many other companies have to add chemicals, surfactants, emulsifiers, and a bunch of other junk to do their products. We have been able to design a set of infusion technologies that are virtually chemical-free. We have also been a leader in polymeric nanoparticles. For a little company, we have developed some truly groundbreaking technologies. It is really quite exciting what we've done and we've been able to accomplish. So, again, thank you for noticing the intellectual property. It's really at the heart of our company.
You know, you put out a couple press releases, I think one on the 13th and one on the 14th. That being said, your company is now breaking out into commercial stage operations and starting to monetize all of that strong R&D. Can you bring us up to speed for your stockholders and my listeners? Where are we at on monetizing and actually starting to put money on the books?
Great. Yeah, you're correct. This is our current emphasis. As we discussed, we have developed some really amazing intellectual property centering around better ways to get cannabinoids into the human body. We're now moving these core patent-pending technologies into products. We recently released our Hemp You Can Feel coffee line, a line of alcohol-free Hemp You Can Feel cocktail mixers, and a few other products where we have been able to integrate the Hemp You Can Feel technology. We're also super excited about our recent announcement relative to likely being first to the market for THCV beverages. So the entire concept of the company is to develop the core technologies and then protect those technologies via patents and trademarks, and then to build products around them and to introduce the product to the marketplace. And lastly, relative to the strategy, we're a very small company with a limited staff, so our emphasis relative to this product is a white-label strategy where we will make the products and then the products will be branded by other companies. For example, we're getting ready to launch on the RxLeaf.com platform, which we announced a couple of weeks ago, I think, which has hundreds of thousands of users and receives as much, if not more, hits on their website each month. I'd like to add that we're getting lots of interest because of our technologies and products for distribution and white labeling, as I discussed earlier, for some major retail channels, which are in the works right now.
Another key thing you guys are working on is virtualization. And you guys are licensing your proprietary tools, manufacturing, and now even distribution with a recent full executive letter of intent that puts you in the thick of the cannabis delivery boom. That being said, what can we expect here in the next two or three quarters?
Absolutely. Actually, the entire strategy of the company is to become vertically integration or vertically integrated, but you only be vertically integrated where it makes sense. A lot of cannabis companies, as you may know, have engaged in vertical integration, and it has been an absolute disaster for them. We only want to vertically integrate where we have a technology advantage, and we can add this technology advantage into products. For example, we just signed a letter of intent with the Los Angeles delivery company, Whisper Weed. And while we will be able to recognize revenues directly from the deal, we're also very interested in the fact that we'll be able to integrate our core technologies into edible products, and then we will have the opportunity to sell these edible products into the delivery company for the delivery to the end customers. So we think it's a terrific strategy that will not only allow us to accelerate revenue growth, but likely even more importantly, capture much higher profit margins.
You've been listening to Armin Tabataba-E. He is the CEO and chairman of the company Cannabis Global Inc. My personal opinion, very grossly undervalued here, around 23, 24 cents with the market cap a tad bit under 4 million. Look them up. You can find them on the OTC markets. Their ticker symbol is MCTC. Before I let you go, Armin, what is it that you want your stockholders, my listeners, to take away from the interview today?
Absolutely. Just, you know that everybody working very hard to make this company become what we believe it could become. It's going to take time, but we're all doing our best, you know, navigating through the market, navigating through the current circumstances. But we're always up front, and we always wanted to stay ahead of the market as much as we can with our technologies. And, you know, we're always here to answer any questions that anybody may have. You know, please feel free to contact us directly.
Armin, thanks so much for coming on the show. I hope you become a regular. Come back in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update, would you?
Thank you. Of course I will. Absolutely.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.